Bonjour, francophones, welcome to French Pod. I'm Erica.
Je m'appelle Amaury. Bonjour à tous.
This is a newbie lesson.
So we've got a couple today, Erica. They're going on a vacation.
Cool, I love vacations. They're so lucky.
They are, but they're not there yet. At the moment, they're just on their flat with all their luggage. It's early morning.
Yeah, they're outside in the streets.
It's deserted.
The city of Paris is asleep, and they're waiting for the taxi, so they go to the airports and start their trip. Give us something they're going to say.
Je ne sais pas.
Je ne sais pas. I don't know.
Yeah, je ne sais pas.
Okay, here's the dialogue three times.
Dialogue first time.
Où est le taxi?
Je ne sais pas.
On est en retard.
Ah, il arrive.
Dialogue, second time.
Où est le taxi?
Je ne sais pas.
On est en retard.
Ah, il arrive.
Dialogue, third time.
Où est le taxi?
Je ne sais pas.
On est en retard.
Ah, il arrive.
First, let's do the translation.
Où est le taxi?
Where is the taxi?
Où est le taxi?
Where is the taxi?
Où est le taxi? Je ne sais pas.
I don't know.
Je ne sais pas.
I don't know.
Je ne sais pas. On est en retard.
We're late.
On est en retard.
We're late.
On est en retard. Il arrive.
Here it comes.
Il arrive.
It's coming.
Il arrive.
What a relief. So they're waiting there and the taxi's not coming, so they say...
Où est le taxi?
Okay, so there's two parts to that phrase. The first one...
Où est?
Where is?
Yeah.
Which part of that means where?
Où?
And then the A means is.
Right.
So the whole phrase...
Où est le taxi?
And the taxi is masculine, so we say le taxi.
That's correct.
Then we learn how to say...
Je ne sais pas.
I don't know. Je ne sais pas.
That's so usual phrase, you know.
Yeah, I think I use it quite a bit.
Unfortunately, me too.
So the verb to know is savoir.
Savoir.
We're going to learn this as one phrase, one expression. Je ne sais pas, because it's so high frequency.
That's it.
So it's better to just learn as one chunk. Je ne sais pas.
Très bien, Erika. Parfait.
And we're going to maybe talk about it again a little bit later.
Ouais.
But for now, let's find out how to say, we're late.
On est en retard.
Okay, so let's look at this in two parts. We learn to say late.
En retard.
En retard.
Yeah.
Amaury, today, were you en retard?
I was en retard.
No, you weren't.
A little bit. 2 minutes. Still late.
You were totally on time today.
And you?
No, I was not en retard. So but I guess you didn't know because you were en retard. So
that's
you didn't
true.
Know how, what time I got here.
Yeah.
No, you weren't. These two people are feeling though they're late because, you know, they're going to the airport. Ah, you tend to be more worried about being en retard when you're about when you have a plane waiting for you, right?
Yeah. On est en retard.
Okay, so they on est here it means we are.
Yeah.
On est en retard. But whew, what a relief. There's hope because
saved. Il arrive.
It's coming. Il arrive.
Yeah.
So the verb here is arriver.
Mm-hmm.
We use it when something's coming, particularly like a person or a vehicle or something.
Yeah.
Il arrive.
Il arrive.
The il here, it refers to le taxi.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So you can say that for example, the bus, the train.
Le bus arrive. Or le train arrive.
Okay.
Here is le taxi arrive.
And so we say il.
Yeah. They're gonna make it.
No problem. Disaster averted. All right, so let's listen to the dialogue 3 more times now.
Yeah.
Dialogue first time.
Où est le taxi?
Je ne sais pas.
On est en retard.
Ah, il arrive.
Dialogue, second time.
Où est le taxi ?
Je ne sais pas.
On est en retard.
Ah, il arrive.
Dialogue, third time.
Où est le taxi ?
Je ne sais pas.
On est en retard.
Ah, il arrive.
Okay, so we're back. We're going to talk a little bit about je ne sais pas.
Okay.
Now, normally, in French, when you're writing this especially, the correct grammatical way is je ne sais pas.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You have the ne.
True.
But people, when they speak in French, they don't really say the ne very much, do they?
No. No, we just skip it.
Mm-hmm.
And goes like, je sais pas.
Yeah. It almost sounds like you're saying it. You're just saying it really fast, but you're just not saying it at all, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We even don't pronounce it. Je sais pas.
Mm. And it's more and more common. And actually, the only time people say the ne, usually, is when for emphasis, because they're saying it a second time. It's kind of hard to explain. It's easier just to show you. So, okay, watch this. Amory, what is the circumference of the Earth to the second decimal place?
Je sais pas.
Oh, come on, you're not even trying. Think about
Erika,
it.
Erika, je ne sais pas.
Okay. Yeah, so that's how it works, right?
Come on, I don't have all these figures in my mind.
Well, actually, the circumference of the Earth is 24,859.82 miles. That's a good opportunity to use some French numbers. It's 24,859.82 miles.
Come on, how do you know that?
I looked it up on the internet before we came in here. But I had you going, I saw your face. You really thought I knew that. It's 40,008 kilometers. 40,008 kilometers.
Okay, let me try again. What's the capital of Bhutan?
Je sais pas.
Come on, you should know, Erika.
Je ne sais pas.
Okay, I know.
What is it?
Timbu.
Timbu?
Mm-hmm.
How do you say that in English?
Timbu, it's the same. What's the capital of Nicaragua?
Oh, gosh, je sais pas.
Oh, come on, Erika, you should know that.
Je ne sais pas.
Managua.
Oh, that's right. Okay. All right, so before we go, let's just do a little review. What are some of the things we learned today?
Où est le taxi?
Où est le taxi? And then, what do we say if you and I are going somewhere, walk in, and we're behind the time? What do we say? Oh, no.
On est en retard.
And then, whew, here it comes.
Il arrive.
Okay, so if you have any questions about this lesson, you can come to Frenchpod.com.
And take part in the discussions.
Right, even if you don't have questions, you can talk to other users and practice your French, your writing skills. It's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
So come check it out. Okay, so the time to leave now arrive. Do you think we should go?
Je ne sais pas.
I think we should. Au revoir.
Salut.